very much for that. And it was very good for the community to have been there. Thank you, Honorable Nambi, for that. Now, Honorable Members, if you find any member outside, just ask them to come in, please, so that we can start with our proceedings. Honorable Members, that we've got on the program, we've got the consideration and adoption of the objectives, strategic priorities of the committee. Then we've got the discussion of the oversight visit to be taken by the committee to the Northern Cape on the 29th to 31st of August. We've got the report back on the study tour to India and consideration and adoption of the fourth-term program. Good morning, Honorable Van Lingen. Honorable Abrams, you made it. Wonderful. We've got your apology. Can you, we know that the two of you are the GA opposition party, but sit closer, please. Don't sit so far.
Is the ANC looking to round them in
any way? No. Just closer.
You are doing our part.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Honorable Sinclair, welcome all the way from the Northern Cape. Good to see that you have made, and through the weather, the cold and the snow that's falling in the Northern Cape, welcome, Honorable Nambi. Welcome all the way from Mpumalanga, from Kumasi. Welcome, yeah, that we have seen the sugar cane of Salasi, and Honorable Sinclair, you missed out on the sugar cane. You missed out there. And Honorable Dikhali, welcome. All the way from Limpopo, I thought you would have come with a tractor to show us how the tractor looks like. They said these days they fit the tractors with turbo. Once again, congratulations on what you are doing and achieving. Last week you put most of the provinces to shame when BTI presented the slide there that this, even Gauteng was put to shame. With the amount of money that Limpopo took for the development. But that's good progressive work. Welcome. To our honorable, respected friend from ESCOM, our partner, welcome, Baba. Also to PMG, I believe, at the back there, welcome. Our committee assistant at the back there, to Muslomi. Mr. Maslangu and Ms. Binizulu, welcome. Now, members, we've got before us the strategic objectives, the draft strategic objectives that we did at Hawuk East. I think it was about a month ago. About a month ago, no? When we did this. A month and a half ago, or a month. But we've got it in front of us. So if we can go through it, if possible, I'll give members some time to go through it so that we can adopt it and make it part of our agenda and part of work in progress or stress plan. Members, we are six provinces, so we can adopt the first plan. honourable members that at the last meeting of the committee, this was distributed to members. Thank you, Honourable Khaling. So that means you are adopting.
If I can just start there on the second page, in terms of the preamble, I don't agree with the notion there that says that the National Council was created to represent the provincial interest in the National Parliament. It's the provincial and local interest. And then secondly, similar to the first dot there, ensure that provincial interest concerning the national sphere of government. I think we continuously make wrong argument to say that we only deal with provincial interests. It's a combination of local and provincial interests. Yeah, indeed, it's all spheres. It's a combination of all three spheres of government.
Secretary, you got that? Okay.
There's so many holes here that I wasn't sure whether this thing was going to work. Page 26. To conduct an international study tours. It's either tour or without the end.
The M must be gone, to conduct international study tours. And I think not just on economic development and energy issues, but also mineral issues as well, because the committee's scope is, I mean, it's also got oversight over the Department of Mineral Resources. On mining. So it is also on page 34, to monitor the performance of state-owned entities reporting to the Department of Economic Development. Department of, that's right, and Mineral Resources. To facilitate public hearings.
last part is draft business plan. I don't know what it is mean. If it's just a size to mark or what's it.
It's part of what has been corrected by Honorable Kung, page 4. The two international agreements and facilitation. I think the sentence is not starting with that. It's saying to process legislation, then it goes on to say, after the comma, to international agreements, and also to facilitate public pressure, participation, and voice. But if you start, if you leave the part that is the most processing of the legislation, page 4, I see the third point is not separate to the first one where there is a call. So it's a continuation of the second point. And if you can read with that one, even though grammatically there might be some minor issues, but if you link it to that one, you can see what is the meaning of everything. But beyond that, Chairperson, I think I wanted to move that, of course, there are some issues that are not major, and it's part of what we are supposed to be doing as a committee, and our trust plan as discussed. Reflecting almost everything that was identified there. So I wanted to move for the adoption of the guiding document that was this select committee on economic
development. Honorable has moved for adoption. Honorable Abrams.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I just want to know on page 30. Who's responsible for tracking? Is it the committee internal, or who is responsible for tracking? Page 30. Thank you.
Says that the committee intends to monitor implementations of its recommendations using the issue tracking tool. So it's the committee that's responsible for that. Okay.
Now, I would support the proposal. It seems that like a growing document, like the Freedom Charter. Some variations on it, but it's a growing document.
Well, thank you, Honourable Sinclair. It's been adopted by Honourable Ngambi and seconded by Honourable Sinclair. Thank you very much, members, but remember, it's like Honourable Sinclair said, the Freedom Charter is not a growing document. It has been an established document. A document, Honourable Sinclair, which you also abide by. Thank you very much for that. But this is a document work in progress, and we have to, I mean, if nothing is cast in stone in this document. But thank you very much, members, for that. Wonderful, wonderful progress we are making. Members, the discussion point number 2 on the oversight budget to be undertaken by the committee to the Northern Cape on the 29th to 31st of August, we have put in the application. We are still waiting for the approval of that secretary. Just inform us what's happening there, please.
Thanks, Chairperson. We have submitted the application to the Office of the House Chairperson.
As we all know that our chair was not around last week, we were told that we will get the response by the end of the week. So we are waiting for the approval.
Thank you, Secretary. Thank you, Honorable Falingan, then Honorable Nyambi, then
Honorable Chairperson. But maybe then, if the House Chair was not available last week, what was done yesterday? Yesterday was Monday. Today is Tuesday. So could anything happen yesterday in the process? Have we found the application, and where in the process is it now? Because I see, I'll get to that later. Let's just talk about this one first.
Secretary? Yeah, it's linked to that, because it has got a potential of destabilizing us as a committee, and we have to plan other things. So the sooner we know what is happening about it, the better, and the proper planning for us as a committee. So I don't think it's sufficient, Chair, even though it's true that the chairperson is not there, but I don't think it's the only person whenever we have to have oversight. And I don't think what we will find in terms of getting the necessary approval. Powers that be, so that we can be able to go to the Cape for that particular week. I think something it needs to be taken that will assist the process, so that we must know even before midday today.
Thank you, Honorable Nyambi. Honorable Sukle, what's your hand up? Yeah, say the issue that I want to raise is in the probability that the trip is approved. Can we then deal with the program, which is, I think, also myself and the committee secretary had some discussions about possibilities, but I think that we just have a collective process to agree on that.
Well,
honorable members, honorable Nyambi, we will definitely follow that up. Now, just after we receive the meeting, find out from the office of the House Chair what is happening and you know why this approval has taken so long. You want to brief us in terms of the program? Or what was the way? You want to? Okay.
Chair, you would recall that there was a suggestion that we have two committee meetings also built into that process. Now, given the practicalities of flying and whatever, it seems that there's a very strong feeling that the provincial delegates must sleep in Upington on Monday night. That if that's the case, then on Tuesday morning, early in the morning, we can start with the one department for about 2 hours, then break, and have another departmental briefing. I can't remember what departments were there. Okay. And also Mr. Gomez.
I'm not sure about Mr. Gomez's committee, if they will invite their department.
Okay, but be it as my chair, the morning is then reserved for the committee. Then the afternoon at 2 o'clock, the suggestion is that we start naturally with a briefing and welcoming by the mayor of the Seanda district municipality. They have a disaster team that managed that whole weapon. So I think just from a protocol basis that we just interact with them and they give us an overview about the situation then and so on. And then linked to that is then the issue about doing a site visit to practically see what was the damage that's been caused. I don't know if we will have time in the afternoon to do it. I would suggest that we make time maybe from 3 o'clock and so on. And then the next morning we start with the various role players, which is naturally the organized agriculture through Agri Northern Cape, linked to that is the involvement of the Land Bank and the ICC. And just to refresh your memory, you would recall that money was released, $750 million was released to the Land Bank, $250 million, and to the IDC, $500 million. Now the biggest challenge, and that's why I wrote those letters to you, the biggest challenge at the moment are the fact that the money is not being released to get into the places that it's supposed to be. Linked to that, Chair, is also the involvement of the Department of Agriculture, because they're quite instrumental of that. And the request was that they send senior officials to it to so that we can engage them and ask them what is the problem. And then maybe in the afternoon they get to the point where we take a certain resolution in a collective manner to say, but okay, this has been achieved, this has been the bottleneck, and this is how we can resolve. A very important role player is also the agribusiness, and you would know that the co-ops also play a very important role. And then naturally also, Chair, it's necessary that we also engage organized labor and that we also get subsistence and emergent farming. Because at the moment, the biggest challenge that we experience is that the farmers that actually being touched the most by these floods in terms of infrastructure is the emerging farmers. The bigger farmers can maybe repair the infrastructure, but the small farmers can't do that. They don't have the financial backing to do this.
Honorable Gambi?
I want to suggest that, Chairperson, what is being raised by Honorable Sinclair might end up creating problems if we are not strategic, because I want to propose that it's raising things that I genuinely understand Northern Cape Band, but you'll raise them now, and we might end up not attending some of the things that is raising because we're going to do justice. So you draft the program with him as a person from Northern Cape, you check the time and the practicality of everything, and then we're going to adopt it as a committee. But now you'll raise it here. And when you go there, you might end up arguing and say, no, yes, let's deal with the cooperatives of Africa. Only to find that you have left out because you said, no, time is against us. But if ever you can have that credit program and give him that room to assist the program so that we can cover all the issues that we want to cover and do justice. But if we can going to discuss it now as a committee, we might end up having a program that won't reflect what is going to be raised here. But if ever you can have a look at the program and say, no, we can spend an hour here, we can spend 2 hours here, then all of us can be assisted in that way and we can do justice in Northern Cape. So my submission is that get the approval, then invite the public rep from that province to assist the program so that it can be very informed. Thanks.
Honorable Chairperson, what we find with our emerging farmers is that when disaster like this strikes, they cannot repay their loans. That's the big problem, because they can't generate income because of the damage to the land or the crops for that matter and the infrastructure of that particular farm. And I don't know, we must check with Honourable Sinclair, who is the financial institution really involved there, whether it's the Land Bank and whether they mustn't be part of it.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to everybody. Still on the program, I don't know if ever we are going to have a chance to meet with the community. If ever that can happen, what if we start with the community first, so that there are race issues? First, we're going to meet with the people concerned. We know what it is that the people need. Thank you.
Set aside maybe this afternoon or tomorrow, Secretary, after we get approval, all of those in claim, so that we can craft out a proper program, a detailed program for this. Also, because we don't want a program where we set aside 5-10 minutes, but we spent an hour on a thing. But but we'll have a proper program. I think the point is that the IDC and the Land Bank, and I'm not sure whether the Development Bank was also, the Land Bank and the IDC specifically, has set aside some millions specifically for the emerging farmers for this, because some of the emerging farmers didn't have what you call this insurance. We understand. So they've set aside the money. So the yes. One more time again.
You see, Mr. Chair, we must understand when there's a flood disaster, there are certain things that you can't insure for when it comes to agriculture, because it's just totally out of line. And that's the problem. Not a normal farmer can pay or insure for his topsoil not to wash away or his fences not to wash away. You can insure a shed. You can insure a crop. You can insure a ram or an ox after the ox, a bull. But you can't insure your topsoil and your land. That's the problem. And that's where it's not just the emerging farmers that have that problem. It's in agriculture in general the problem.
Yeah, but you see, I think the committee's involvement is to fast-track the money that's there. The money has been lying idle, and people are battling. So we have been approached by our rep from the Northern Cape to see how we can assist in fast-tracking the money from the IDC, the Land Bank, and all the other role players that is around in this. So I think basically that is what the committee's role apparently will be. Am I right on the role to play?
Yeah, it's right there. Look, I think there's some important background information that I need to share with the committee about the dilemma. And if you just give me two minutes, I'll just do it quickly. Thank you. Jay, just to contextualize this whole issue, the estimate damage of the floods that's been caused since December last year till about March this year in South Africa, that's now excluding this last lot that happened here in the Southern Cape, is 4.8 billion rand. Out of that 4.8 billion rand, the estimated damage in the Northern Cape area next to the Orange River, if I speak to the Orange, then it's the Vaal and the Orange. You might remember the Vaal and the Orange, converses in just beneath Douglas, is 4.4 billion rand. Now, the reality is that to build up an infrastructure, to make it possible to farm next to the land, it takes years to establish that bridges and, all the infrastructure and so on. So in a matter of day or two, given the impact, if you see how high the water was, then you will understand that there's nothing will stand there. So it's a tendency that one in 14 years is a flood like that. So the big challenge is the infrastructure. Now, from an entrepreneurial perspective, it's unlikely that the responsibilities can be shifted to the farmers, be it commercial farmers, be it subsistence farmers. So the first important point is that I want to motivate that government, the national and provincial government, must take their responsibility in terms of establishing the infrastructure. The second issue is in terms of crop losses. Now, if you understand that grapes, if you understand that grapes is not a single year event, it takes a number of years to get it. And once the grapes is under the water for more than about 36 hours, then it's damaged, can do nothing. On top of that, there's crops, annual crops like lucerne and wheat and maize and so on. Now, I've got the correspondence that was released by the insurance industry to say that they don't insure in that area. Now, the problem that came out was exactly the one that Honorable Van Langen is raising. The Minister of Agriculture, unfortunately, was under the wrong impression that the insurance will pay out, be it to the commercial farmers or the smaller. And I don't think there was a cent paid out to these people. So the damage is cross-cutting. And it's to commercial farmers, subsistence farmers, and emerging farmers. Now, the fund that's been provided was purely for the re-establishment of crops, the 750 million. Now, a lot of work has been done between the IDC, the Land Bank, and the agri-businesses, which mainly is the co-ops. Now, it's not the co-ops that some people think, the small co-ops. It's big co-ops. It's co-ops like your Oranje Rivier Cooperatie, GWK. GWK is a very big one based in Douglas. Then there's other co-ops that's established here in Cape Town, but they've got branches there. You know. So they are working with the Land Bank and the IDC. And can I say that the regional rep of the IDC, Mr. Mahmoud Ahmed, is very supportive in terms of dealing with this issue. But at the end of the day, these financial institutions can't just dish out the money. There must be proper process and procedure. It's got to do with the credibility of big and small farmers to pay back, because it's not grants, it's loans. And that is the important point. Now, because of that, there's a number of farmers, once again big and small, that don't qualify because their credit rating is of a nature that they can't get money anymore. So now government must also take a decision to say, but by way of grants, we prepare to assist these farmers in terms of the continued food security, rebuilding the infrastructure, and so on. So there's a number of arguments that one needs to take into account when dealing with the issue. But that's why I say let's start with a district municipality. They can give us an independent breakdown about what these historians are.
Thanks, Chair. In view of what is being raised by Honourable Engineer, is it not possible for us to either get a prior meeting with a relevant stakeholder so that we must not go there and just have another talk show where they raise their frustration, because I believe they've already done that. And we go there with the intention of trying to get a solution on that particular way, on that particular week that will be there, so that we must just leave making that serious impact. So I'll suggest that if ever it's possible, either agriculture or IGC, we have them or extend that invitation to them so that they can be part of us on that particular day. Once they are raising whatever that they are having as frustration, and we go there with the intention of having solutions instead of just taking those frustrations that have been raised maybe some weeks or some months back and be proactive in dealing with it.
Yes. I think the invitation went but based on the approval, the invitation will then go to the IDC, Land Bank, Agriculture. We'll have to meet them first before we meet the other stakeholders, because they're the important people: Agriculture, IDC, Land Bank. And then we'll have to see, because I'm also in discussion with with Mineral Resources about the mining beneficiation. There is a possibility that they are not ready yet to brief us on the mining beneficiation strategy. I think Baba Mgoni, you can correct me. And the last time the minister said that they are still working on it. But we'll touch base with them. But Honorable Nyambi, no, the IDC is one of the key role players. That's why, in actual fact, if the IDC was not part of this project, I don't think this committee would have could have had any involvement in it. But because of the big amount that the IDC has put in, that is where this committee goes into. So the IDC, Land Bank, and Agriculture is part of it. Honorable Abrams?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I'd like to appeal to the organizers that we don't have a repeat of what we had with the meeting with the community and the stakeholders. It's very important that we meet with these people, the centers we do oversight, and we don't meet with them because we won't get the other side what is happening, so that we make sure we contact the community and not the officials, because the officials will try and leak and bring whatever they want to, but that we actually have contact with the community. Thank you.
Okay, honorable members, thank you very much for that. A report back on the study tour to India. Members, we've got a writing from DIRCO, Department of International Relations. Honorable Mvuni, all the way from the Free State. I hope you were not stuck in snow, but if you're stuck, you managed to get out. Welcome to the committee and welcome this morning.
Thank you, Chair. I was high-checked. I was in the Finance Committee meeting, especially with a delegation from Vietnam. So I was told to go to that committee last night. Thank you.
Well, you're a lucky man to be hijacked and still come out unscathed and looking more beautiful than before you went into the hijack. But welcome to the room, Goody. It reads, Dear Grace, the South African High Commission in New Delhi has indicated that a visit by the Select Committee on Trade and International Relations and the Select Committee on Economic Development will not be possible during the period 3 to 11 September. The mission has recommended that the two Select Committees reconsider than rather visiting India towards the end of October or beginning of November 2011. Please discuss with the chairpersons and revert back to me. Peter Kutsia, who is at the head office of DIRCO. And honourable members, if we look, we have rescheduled it in our program. So can I immediately go to the program point four? Point four is the fourth term program. And you could see there from the 26th of November to the 3rd of December, we have rescheduled this study tour to India. Honorable Nyambi.
Thank you for being proactive and putting it on the first step, but I want to get, is there an approval of it, or is just in the program that is still going to apply?
We have applied and we also didn't have response back from it yet, on the powers that be. And so we have applied for this trip. We just have to change the dates. Just have to change the dates. Honorable Sinclair?
Jay, what? What do you mean we must change the date for the application?
We have applied for the dates of the 3rd to the 11th of September. But now we just have to change the dates on the application to the 26th to 3rd of December. 26th November to 3rd of December.
Jay, can I just ask a question that links to the strategic plan? You have seen the strategic plan, we focus on specific priorities that speaks to France and China. But now we deviate from our plan that we've embarked on. So I'm just thinking about the rationale of the motivation to go to India instead of what we decided to do.
quite clear, Oliver Sinclair. It is obvious that it's not to say that we're going there. It says ideal country of energy issues. It's only suggestions that it's not to say that we are going there. It's suggestions in the end. If I haven't got it wrong, it's ideal country. It's France referred to NATO's presentation because of nuclear, and on economic development is China. We beat China, and if we look at all three, which and remember it's a joint oversight study tour that we are taking, and if we look at all the aspects of the other cluster, of the other committee as well, then India, after research and that, India was the best, because you can look at energy, you can look at mining, you can look at the economic structures in India and all that. They are part of the BRICS, they are part of the IPSA, and tourism, as well as the trade and industry, and international relations. So, but the strategic plan was just suggestions that France and China. Oliver Nyami?
No, I'm covered. We, as ideal countries, they are not the only one, but we have been to China, and not only for economic development as the ideal countries, but both economic and trade and technology.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, we've got the Honourable Abels, which you end up. Oh, we've got the fourth term program in front of us. Honourable Sinclair.
I just want to raise two issues. The first one, in terms of the program, is I've requested, also in writing, that we have a public hearing on the issue about the civil gas exploration. And I don't see it reflecting yet. Now, I understand that the argument in the past was that they're still awaiting the report by the minister, or the task team that's been appointed by the minister. But it seems that the task team is now finalized. So that is the first issue. I once again want to repeat my request that be reflected on the agenda and put the day or two aside to do that. And then the second issue is the one about COP 17. It's actually not COP 17, it's COP plus. If you remember right, the ambassador once said when he briefed that it's not COP 17, it's COP something, something, whatever, I can't remember. But anyway, the point that I want to make is, are we formally invited and part of that? And if yes, we need to make our arrangements in time, because Durban by that time will be completely flooded, because it's a big, big international thing.
So the first one is that, I don't know whether I'm right, but the task team has been extended for another 6 months. And they have not finished the report. In actual fact, the report that they have done was not up to standard. So they've been sent back, and that's why they've been extended for another 6 months. That, I think I've read it last week in the newspaper. So on that one, we'll just have to wait for the task team to come up with a report, but we've also got the assurance that the task team will then also brief Parliament, or the Minister or the Department will come and brief on that. The COP 17, we just put it on. It could be that committees could be invited, so we'll just put it on, but we'll just wait, because there is a meeting on, I think it will be handled by the NDG or something. Honourable Nguni?
Chairperson, I think on the issue of fracking, can we also perhaps ask our researchers to look into the Economic Affairs Committee in the U.S. because it was also an issue in the U.S. on the issue of fracking. And she is the Economic Affairs Committee. Yeah, I think the GHF here on the fracking issue in the U.S., ultimately they give the go-ahead. And can we perhaps look at those countries that have been fracking, especially in the U.S.? I don't know about Canada, so that before the report comes from the start, from the TAF team, we also have got an idea of the pro and anti issues. Now the environment won't be the same as in the U.S. in South Africa, geologically, but let's have an idea of what the environmental impact might have.
No, thank you, Mbunguni. We can do that. Okay. Okay, the researcher will resend us the paper on fracking. It's been done in January 2011, and he says that the issues you refer to now has also been arranged and included in there. But he will resend it to all the members of the committee. Okay. Honourable members, I put before you the draft program of the Selecom of Economic Development. Any adopt? Honourable Nguni adopt. Seconded by Honourable Nyambi. Thank you very much, Honourable members. Now, Honourable members, if there is any burning issue, Honourable Abrams? Nothing from you. Okay. Honourable Sinclair? Honourable Nyambi? Honourable Madikhali? Honourable Nguri?
I would like to apologize to the committee because last week we went out to Mpumalanga. I wasn't part of it. Chairperson, as you are aware, that I'm also moonlighting the finance committee. I was in the free state for the finance committee. But more than that, there was supposed to be an ANC Lekgotla in the free state. And as you might well be aware, that I'm a part of it, I think my fate was supposed to be decided there. So I had to be present in that meeting, but obviously it was postponed until further notice. That's why I didn't have come to the committee. I didn't accompany to the Mpumalanga chairperson. So to make that apology.
Fine, Honourable Mbuni, we missed you, because Honourable Nyambi treated us very well in this round. Mr. Mbuni, anything from your side? Sure. Okay. Mr. Sinclair, please keep your phone open so that we can see how we can get together, maybe today or tomorrow morning. And are you also attending the workshop? Business plan review? Oh, okay. I'll keep your phone open then so that we can communicate with you. Members, if there's nothing in the space that you want to occupy, you can occupy the space till about 1 o'clock. But if you don't want to occupy the space, then you are released. Thank you very much.